Hi, and welcome to the Latina CEO Identity Podcast, a show for Latinas who want to take the unconventional path. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Liz Fernandez, a first-generation daughter of immigrants and therapist turned multi-six-figure CEO and identity coach. I help Latinas create and claim their identity as booked-out coaches and entrepreneurs. In this show, you will have a space to help you realize just how gifted and extraordinary you already are, so that you start tapping into your gifts and start creating your Latina CEO identity. Lista? Let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome back to the show. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to personally invite you to join us inside of the Therapist to Coach Collective. Doors are now open for enrollment through April 5th. And I am so freaking excited for everyone that we're going to be welcoming in. The Therapist to Coach Collective, formerly known as Aligned Coaching, is my 12-month signature program that supports you in doubling your therapy income as a coach and in private practice. Inside of the program, we have ample time for you to work towards doubling your therapy income. And inside, we focus on helping you solidify your business owner identity, build your visibility, establish a business model that is going to support the quality of life that you want to be living, and that supports you in identifying your messaging so that you can market your services as a coach, and in turn, start inviting people to work with you. And I help you do this in a very, very simple way. When you join us inside of the collective, you not only get 12 months of access to weekly group coaching from me directly, but you also get access to the on-demand curriculum portal that we have inside for you with a lot of proven frameworks that I've created that helped me to build my multi-six-figure coaching company. You can watch them from the comfort of anywhere to accommodate to your busy schedule. You also have access to a private podcast and a group community Slack hub where you get to connect with other like-minded Latina therapists. And not only that, but you get to have content reviews on your consultation calls and overall feedback to support you in your growth as an entrepreneur, business owner, private practice owner, and coaching business owner. Join us inside. Doors are closing on April 5th, and I would love to support you inside. You can join us today with one payment of $2,500, or you can join us with one payment of $444. So there is a payment option available, and that looks like six payments of $444 every single month. So $444 every 30 days, and you get access to all of this support. And this does not mean that it's going to take you a year to double your therapy income. This just means you have 12 months worth of support and weekly access to me and the community inside. I can't wait to welcome you in. Again, doors close on April 5th. So if you know that this is the year that you finally start taking coaching seriously and you want to double your therapy income, I invite you to join us inside. Book a consultation call with me via the link in the show notes if you have any questions at all and you would love to see if the program is for you. I do offer consultation calls. I want to make sure that you walk away with an informed decision to support you in deciding if the collective is for you at this time and the season of your life, or if it's simply not. And so I invite you to book that consultation call with me. They're completely complimentary to see if the program is a good fit. And listen, if you know that you want to work with me one-on-one, you can also find those details and book a consult call with me to see how I can best support you. So I can't wait to coach you. I can't wait to help you double your income. I can't wait for you to create the autonomy and the income impact and freedom that you so desperately desire right now. It's all available to you. So without further ado, I invite you to join us. I can't wait to support you inside. And let me tell you what today's episode is all about. Today, I brought a very special guest to join us on the show, Ana Rodriguez, who was a part of the collective, the Therapist to Coach Collective, for a full 12 months. Ana Rodriguez is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Texas and a life coach worldwide. She is a first-generation Mexican-American Latina, mother of two, and the eldest daughter of immigrants. Ana is a licensed, again, marriage family therapist, And she has been a bilingual therapist since 2016. She's worked in different settings in both in the nonprofit and for-profit spaces. In 2022, Anna decided to bet on herself and begun her entrepreneurial journey. Since, Anna has opened her private practice, BNA Counseling Services, PLLC, and in 2023 has expanded her services to include private coaching in her work. Anna is passionate about working with first-generation, high-achieving Latinas like herself. As a first-gen Latina, Anna knows the pressures and difficulty of navigating family expectations, language, and cultural barriers, all while figuring out who you are. Today, Anna is on a mission to help other Latina women to also find that balance for themselves and to finally feel enough. Anna is an incredible, incredible, incredible therapist and life coach, and I'm just so honored that she's joining us for this conversation today. This episode really breaks down her experience in the Therapist to Coach Collective, her experience in choosing a different route to doubling her therapy income. So she, although added coaching to her work, you'll find how unique her story is and how important it is for you to feel seen in her story, especially for those of you that are exploring coaching yet have a lot of hesitancy because you also want to grow your private practice. And so I hope that Anna's story really speaks to you, that makes you feel seen, that it shows you a different way in which you can double your therapy income, but also that supports you in just seeing yourself differently and that you, again, see yourself reflected in her story. It is such a powerful, powerful conversation. And I hope you take so much away from it, just like I did literally having the conversation with her. And so that is what I will leave you with. And I hope that you enjoy the episode. Hola, and welcome back to another episode of the Latina CEO Identity Podcast. This time, I am joined by one of my very, very special clients that I have just adored serving over the last year. And I can't wait for you to be introduced to her work, the beautiful work she's doing in the community and through her private practice. I've already introduced her in the intro of this episode today, but I would love to welcome my amazing, amazing client, Anna Rodriguez, who is a licensed therapist and life coach and the owner of her own private practice. And she's here joining us today to share about her experience in the Therapist to Coach Collective, formerly known as Aligned Coaching, and also about the beautiful work she's doing in the community and who she helps. And so I'm so excited for this conversation. Welcome, Anna. If you can just introduce yourself, let us know a little bit about your background and who you serve. Like, what is the work that you're doing in our community?
Thank you so much, Liz, for having me as a guest on your podcast. This has been like a dream because I have it on my vision board to do a podcast. So it's very special that I get to do it with you. My name is Anna Rodriguez, and I am a mother of two beautiful kids. I'm a therapist and coach, an eldest daughter of immigrants. And I started my private practice in 2023. We'll get into it, but I'll go back a little bit in my background. Like I said, I'm an eldest daughter of immigrants. So my parents only went to school to elementary school. So when they came here, it was very important for them to always instill that I, as the oldest, you know, go get my education and all of that. So I can hear my mother's words, like, yo no quiero que tú trabajes tan duro como nosotros. Like, tienes que, you know, you have to get ahead. But being the first, you know, being the eldest daughter of immigrants, I was the first one to start it all. So, you know, I look back at that, I'm like, wow, now reflecting back, I can't believe I did all that. Like, I don't even remember, you know, how I did it, but I know that I was just like, I just got to, what's the next thing, and I'm gonna figure it out. And so I did my bachelor's, did my master's, and now with my private practice.
I love that so much. Thank you for sharing your background, Anna. I think it's so powerful to tell these stories because so often as eldest daughters, as daughter of immigrants, we don't see ourselves represented in many spaces, especially as the eldest daughters of, you know, undocumented parents and just adapting to a new culture and just all the intersectionalities that come with that, the challenges, the identity, right? And I love that you mentioned how sometimes we don't even realize how we get through things and the journey because we're in survival. And, you know, it just, that is some of the work that we, you know, we have to do then later down the line to really reflect on, you know, who we are, the resiliency that has brought us to where we are right now. And how beautiful that you were able to start your private practice in 2023 and stay afloat. And I know the background, but I know you're going to share it with us on how that even came to be because your story is so powerful. And so tell me a little bit about your beginning stages as, you know, starting your private practice, because I know that you had the intention of starting it, but it kind of una cosa llevó a la otra. And so what was that process for you? I know for me, when I went into traineeship, my biggest dream was to be a private practice owner. Like, it's like that you've made it almost like little medal that we work towards. And so I'd love for you to share what your process was like in starting it.
Okay, yes, I'm going to take you guys a little bit back to 2020. So in 2020, I was working for a nonprofit organization full time, and COVID came. And that was really my first experience in having a full-time job and being a mom, right, at the same time. So it really, you know, forced me to slow down just because everything was shutting down. And although it was horrible time for many people, you know, going through, and people that still, you know, catch COVID now and all the side effects and everything, but it was a blessing for me to see, like, I always wanted to do it all because I saw my mom grow up and be able to be there for us when we were growing up. And I wanted to do the same thing for my kids. But I also had to work because, like I had mentioned, I did my bachelor's, master's. I was like on the ladder of like, what's next? What's next? Right. But motherhood, you can't follow that track, right? Motherhood comes in and priorities shift and change. So 2020, I really saw like how it could be when I have a reduced work life, right? I can really, you know, be with my kids, help to school them, do their homework, play, you know, be present. So I didn't have the idea yet in 2020 that I wanted a private practice. That was just my first experience with a little bit of work-life balance, right? I was still working full-time. And then we went back, right? We were working virtually. We went back. And going back, it was a hard adjustment to like be back in the office. My kids were still at home with my partner. Luckily, he was able to, you know, be home with them. So we didn't have to have like a babysitter or anything. But just, you know, going back and realizing I value being with my family and keeping them safe. I can't do this. And on top of that, the job that I was doing, I was already burnt out with that work. It was working with undocumented youth. Coming from all places from all over the world to seek haven in our shelter. So I was already, I loved the work, but my capacity was overextended over and over and over again through that job. And so I would be really tired getting home, exhausted, and still wanted to be a present mom. So 2021 came around. And I started to look around because I was like, I cannot keep this up. I cannot be a mom and, you know, have all the energy to work with a population, because I would give it my, you know, it was a privilege to be able to work with that youth and be part of their, hear part of their stories. And so I was like, I need to look for something. So in 2021, going into 2022, I left that job and went to work for a group practice. And so the group practice was great because it was virtual, And so I was getting kind of that same feeling of, okay, I can see my clients, I'm at home. So getting a little bit of that work-life balance. But the company, unfortunately, in 2022 began, like, that's when I started. And then 5 months into that, they shared that they were going to be laying people off. And the way that it was sold to us was we were going to be working 25 to 30 hours, client hours, and that was going to be, the way that we would get our pay. But by the time that I left, I only had like 10 clients, so it was never going to be to that level, right? But I really thought then, like, I'm going to see 25 to 30 clients in a week, and it's going to be, and I'm still going to have my work-life balance. But I think that was another blessing. Oh, they started to lay people off, and I started to realize, like, I can only have my back myself. And that's when the idea of, let me just try this on my own started. And so I was still with them, and then I started seeing clients on the side and learning about the private practice world, which I thought I would be prepared for it, but there's just so many things that I had to learn and get started. And it's been a process. So 2022 ended the year, started my private practice, and at that same time was when I found online coaching. So it all kind of like happened when it needed to happen, right? And so I found online coaching, and I'm thankful. I know, Liz, that you teach us work to add coaching as a service, and I do have it as a service, but it helped me with my private practice so much because I was new to the game, right? New to the entrepreneurship journey. And so it really helped to have that type of support, unconditional support, where it's like, there's good, there's the bad, there's, all of this. So that's been really helpful. And so in 2023, I added the coaching as part of my, a business plan too, because I really wanted to, well, in beginning my private practice and realizing, right, that not all clients fit a diagnosis. And I knew that before. It's just that in my previous work, I didn't have to diagnose, and in starting private practice and going through, I do take insurance, right? That's one of the requirements for the client's claims. And so not everybody fits, right? And I work with Now I work with high achieving Latina women, and a lot of the times, they're coming to me because they struggle with their self-doubt and things that are happening in their life at that moment. And some there's no way to encompass that into a label all the time. And so coaching really called to me because that was another way that I didn't have to do, the diagnosing. I could just serve the client. And so that what really called me to do that end, because I knew I didn't want to be seeing 30 clients at that point. So
And I love how you took us back in time, Anna, porque I think that a lot of listeners, and a lot of people, a lot of therapists that are considering, looking at either private practice or entering the private practice world, because it's a whole new world, right? Compared to just like community work and or coaching, right? We have this perception that like it's just you just leave one and you and we were talking about this before we actually started recording the episode. There's this perception of like tengo que hacer esto, tengo que hacer esto, but there's no in between, very black or white thinking. And so really what you just shared with us in your journey is that it wasn't black or white. It was like, hey, let me explore, working for this group practice. And that's what I did. It turns out it was a blessing in disguise that this place closed, because if not, I would have not had the experience of what it would have looked like for me to even think about working for myself and entering private practice. And so it kind of catapulted you into really deciding, okay, maybe I could try this. I don't lose anything. And now looking back, you're like, how the heck was I going to serve 30 clients? Like, that's a lot of clients, right? And so now with what you shared, I think it's so powerful. And thank you for highlighting that. Finding aligned coaching, the therapist to Coach Collective now, right? Really supported you with your private practice journey, because There's also the misconception that like the program's really only for those that want to do coaching, yes. Which in reality we have a really good blend of therapists that are in private practice, starting in the middle and the early stages, already seasoned, and all of the teachings really support you in strengthening your self-concept, in bringing in more clients if it's for your private practice or for a coaching. And your story is so beautiful because you were one of the clients that was like, you know what, I'm going to take my time and I'm going to go on my own pace. Okay. And I love that. I love that so much because you focus mainly on using the tools and the resources to help you solidify one foundation, but that didn't mean that you like weren't trying other things on. If anything, you realized, wow, I have a lot of potential for a lot of different things that I can do. Tell me what comes up for you as I say this.
Yes, I'm thinking of like the options, right? That just like knowing that I have so many options, like opened it up for me because like I had mentioned, right? Like you're following this specific path and you're trying to do it one way, but like things in life happen that, you know, we have to be flexible, right? And so knowing that there's just so many options other than, you know, having a private practice or group practice was really, you know, mind-blowing at that time when I started the Therapist to Coach Collective, because I hadn't thought of it, right? So I think about the options that we have in the mental health field. I think about when I started, I was like, I'm going to do this process and I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to be as present as possible in this process, right? I really want to take it and like soak it in. And so that helped to take my time. But I will say, just because I took my time doesn't mean I didn't have those thoughts of like, am I falling behind? Am I, right? Is this for me? You know, is this a place for me? But I think that, that's normal, right? Normal to have those thoughts of doubt to come in when you're trying something new. But the space was there to hold you whenever you had those thoughts of like, oh man, I'm, you know, and comparing yourself to the others in the group is natural to do that. But really being reminded like, no, everybody here is on their own, is doing their own project, right? Or is doing their own business. So it's at your own timeline, right? And having that like reiterated right throughout the year, because you know you go through those months where you're like, I'm doing this, and then you stop and you're like, oh no, I'm not doing this. Like, but having that reminder was helpful. So that's what came up.
I love that you shared that, Ana, porque siento que, and I literally heard this on a consult call yesterday of someone that was like, wait, so I can't take my time, especially for those that are coming out of burnout, because there are, you enter the collective at a different stage, right? There were people that were severely, severely, severely burned out, where they had to use that time to learn how to be graceful to themselves, to heal again, to hear themselves again, to trust themselves again, after experiencing so many years of just over-delivering in the field and working in environments that didn't support them. And so this is why when people ask me, well, how long is it going to take me to sign a client? I say, listen, everybody's journey is different and everybody has different types of privilege in terms of some are single moms, some have partners, some, you know, have support from their, you know, loved ones. And so everyone's journey is truly unique. And I love that you also highlighted, there were also moments where I was like, am I falling behind? Because it's the reality of just entrepreneurship in general, right? Especially when in entrepreneurship, income is fluid and you're like, holy, like, okay, I really got to prepare myself for this month of like a little bit of a slower month. And so what we really focused on was normalizing those experiences to support you all in just building up the resilience that entrepreneurship will require of you. So with that, Ana, tell us a little bit about, you know, your experience in general, like what made you want to join the collective? I know you touched on that a little bit, and want to invest in yourself. I know I always laugh because you tell me, I just wanted to make sure it was real.
Oh, yes, I
Tell me
did.
about that.
Let me tell you, because I had already gone through that. You know, I was coming from that group practice, and they really, you know, sold me on this is gonna, you're just gonna see your clients. We're gonna take care of all the other stuff. Like, we're gonna get you the clients. And the clients came, but they never came to where they, you know, where I would be earning what they said I would be earning. And so they sold this beautiful thing, and then they, like, it's kind of like they did rip the rug right under us, and we're like, this is the reality, this is what's happening, you know, the company is not gonna, we need to downsize so much. And that I forgot where I was going with that.
Yeah, we were talking about how you didn't think it was real.
Oh, yes. I'm like, so I'll take you back a little bit too. So I started listening to podcasts in 2022 because of business, or because I was like learning, you know, how the private practice stuff works. And so I also tribute to finding Erica Cruz, who I know is like one of your colleagues and friends. And so I started listening to her podcast, and you were on one of her episodes, and you were talking about just having, you don't have to be 9 to 5, like you can be optional. And me having that background of like coming from the group practice, but also from that time when we were in, you know, all at home, I was like, I want to recreate that for myself, but I also don't want to, you know, overwork myself, and I want to earn my, you know, earn my living and be with my kids. And so your episode, probably just right, I believe in God and the universe came and spoke to me. And so I was like, okay, let me start following Liz. I start following you on Instagram. Let me start listening to her podcast. Okay, it's sounding like, okay, it's sounding real, but you know, too good to be true. Let me, if she has, and I told myself, if she has a webinar or if she has something where she's going to show us her, the work, I'm going to join it, and then I'll really see. And so that's what I did. You had a webinar, I believe, in December of 2022. And I joined that. And that's how I was like, okay, you know, I heard from other people, I heard from you. And then I was like, not todavía, let me like schedule a consultation call. Just to like double check, because that idea of like prioritizing or investing in myself was new to me of that year, right? Starting my private practice, I'm like, I do have to learn from others. I have to invest, you know, in this program so I can learn how to start this up. Because I did do that. I invested in programs to learn how to start a private practice. So, you know, that was 2022 to 23 was, you know, the year of like, I'm just investing in myself. And so I was like, this is the end of the year, 2022. I see that it's real. Let me do the consultation. 2023 is going to be the year that I really like invest in myself. And that was the first time that I ever, you know, purchased a package like that. And so even that, right, that was like, wow, this is too much for a little old me. Like, what do I think I am, like, getting in this space? But you know, that's part of like investing in yourself. It doesn't have to be that you purchase something, but when you start to center yourself, right, you see the world through that lens, and it opens up all these things that you're either in you, but they don't get awoken until you're looking at them.
So, absolutely. I love that you share that perspective, Ana, porque you would be surprised how much I've been getting. Is this a scam? Because people have been burnt so much, right? And so it's such a valid question. I never get offended by it because I'm like, yes, please ask the questions because I want you to make an informed decision, right? And yeah, if you would have told me when I was starting, I also thought it was too good to be true. I was like, listen, I am hella broke. I'm in grad school. I have like 6 figures in student debt. Like, you know, like I was paying for my brother's education for college, like just all the things. And I was like, I don't know. So I didn't tell anyone. I was like, I'm going to use my stimulus check to make this first investment in myself. And and it was terrifying. I was like, ni le voy a decir a nadie. Because les digo, they're going to think I'm crazy. I already think I'm crazy. So
to this day, Liz, nobody knows how much I invested. I didn't want to And the time that I booked with you, I didn't tell anyone because I really didn't want anyone to, cause any doubt in my mind, right? Why that much? Or you can do it on your own. No lo vamos a hacer así. Like tú puedes, just that, because we always find a way to figure it out. But I'm like, no, this is too important. Like I really need to invest, and I was, cautious, and also investing in someone that was like me or similar, right? An eldest daughter, and that's what also called to me. That reminded me.
I love that you share that because an investment like that, and for those of you listening, the investment at the time was $4,000. Okay, now it's $2,000, which is crazy. We revamped the program and everything. She's like, I should have waited till this year.
No, I had to join when I had to join.
And so, yes, in speaking about an investment like that, right? It's like when you're the eldest daughter, when you're used to not prioritizing yourself or centering yourself, right? It can be terrifying to make an investment like that in yourself, in your business. And it's really, really new to us. And yes, we invest in our education, but that feels very different. And so I just want to normalize that, like the fear that can come up, the thoughts of like, what if I get this wrong, or what if it doesn't work out? Y like pierdo el dinero, right? So all of these thoughts are so human to have. And so I hope that if you are like, yes, Anna, I'm with you right there. Like for those of you listening, I want you to just see Anna's story as a reflection, right, of how they're like definitely make an informed decision, but ask all the questions. Most
Ask
coaches
the
have
question.
consultation calls and have a vibe check, right? That's also why, like just like you mentioned, right, working with someone who reflects a story that you are seeing yourself in and that has done the things you want to do, but that also does it from an approach that you need. So, for example, I know a lot of our work was very heavily on mindset. Yes, there was strategy involved.
Yes.
However, right, the only reason why it's designed in that way is because every single person in the room is so freaking incredible, like high achievers, like you'll get the things done. But it's usually our mindset and our self-concept that hasn't ca caught up yet because we're on the
Yes.
rush of what's next, what's next. And so, thank you just for highlighting, Anna, like what were those hesitations? Because I know there's people that do think this is too good to be true. How is this even possible? So what would you say was that pivotal moment when you realized in the group, right, of like, oh, I do have options. Like, can you describe that moment for us?
Yes, I'm like, can I pinpoint the moment? I feel like I had that moment like multiple times. It wasn't just like one moment. I think once like que se me fueron los like the scaries of like I did it, like I invested in this. Yeah, ahora like I'm gonna do this, like I'm gonna be in present in this program. And seeing and hearing from everybody, like doing it together. I think that was what supported me a lot through the program, is because I know that there were times where, I would hide and I'm like, hi, let me just listen in today because maybe it was too scary. But that was part of my process of, coming off of like, this is scary. I'm investing in myself. Like, probably put a lot of pressure on myself because I also had, for people that are mothers, right? I had mom guilt because I'm like, I'm investing this money, in myself. I'm like, what about my kids? But that, changing that I'm doing this for them, right? I'm doing th they're part of my why. And so, I had so starting the program. It wasn't very long into it, like hearing everybody's stories and sharing that I was like, okay, this is a safe space. Everybody's on their own. Doing their own thing, right? And they had similar, a lot of the my colleagues in there had a lot of the same thoughts. So it was also not mind-blowing, but I was surprised that with the times that I maybe I was reserved and didn't share, I was still getting coached. So that was a good surprise, right? I'm like, wow, like this person that is not even, they're doing a whole different business. And they're having the same exact thoughts as me, right? So that's why I say like it came at a good time to support me in being a new entrepreneur that year. And so many. So, yeah, so there's no like pivotal point. I think it's just like over time seeing that. And thank you so much for extending it for a year, because I don't think it would have had the same result had it been, what it was 3 months before.
Absolutely. At the time, it was 3 months. And so I realized it. And I was like, you know what? Something needs to change, because I was very focused on okay, what curriculum do we need to implement? Because everyone was having the same like blocks, right? And so I was like, okay,
Right.
no, we need more time. We need way more time. And so that was a very beautiful, like, just decision that I had been wanting to make for some time, but I hadn't fully given myself permission to do it. And I realized, you know what? F it. Because initially, there's clients that are like, okay, well, I committed for 3 months. Like, I have other priorities, and then they want to go away. But no, everybody stayed for the whole entire year, which was so powerful.
Yeah.
And I love that you just described how it was really a reinforcement of belief, because it also speaks to how, like, no vamos a cambiar de la noche a la mañana, right? And so sometimes when people think, this sounds too good to be true, like, I don't want you to think it's going to happen tomorrow. It could, because in entrepreneurship, everything is possible and we see it, right? However, there is a reinforcement process, because guess what? We do not think the same things every single day and feel the same way every single day. And so I also love that you highlighted how in the collective, right, like, everyone's stories were so similar. The limiting beliefs, the thoughts, the hesitations, the fears, the worries, just being in community helped us be like, okay, we feel this way right now, pero we always figure it out, and we are resilient, and we are here to hold space, and we're going to be here again next week. And so, just the fact that it just reaffirmed for you that, you know what? No, I do have these options, and I'm being held. And it's powerful too that in a group component, right, you are able to get coached. And I know some people also have the thought of like, I don't know if I do grow like good in group settings, because it's very vulnerable. And so I love that you just highlighted how safe the space felt, and how much of a family we all came to be, because I know a lot of long life, like, lifelong friendships were
Friendships.
developed through the collective. And I just love that you highlighted that, Anna. Anything else that you'd want to add on that?
No, I just there are pivotal moments, yes, right? Like, reinforced throughout, but I think that I want to say, like, being in a group set is still very vulnerable, right? To be in a group setting. And it was I don't know, I had this idea of like it was going to be a small, like, a lo mejor no más van a ser cuatro. I could do that. But it was bigger than that, which is great, right? But yes, like, being there, like, still being vulnerable, like, in front of all these people, it felt like in the beginning, like, all these people are going to know, right? But then all these people have, like you said, it's a community. They have the same limiting beliefs that we can all work through together, on our own time. And I wanted to add to that, we just the not only the safety, but also the celebration, getting to hear, like, where people, the wins of others. It just puts you in a good mood, and it helps you to reflect on, like, oh wow, like, look at my wins. And I'm not talking about, like, wins like you sell a package. I'm talking about, like, okay, today I shared in group. That's my win of the week, right? That's great. Like, I can't believe that I put my story out there. Those kinds of wins. The wins of, like, I invested in this. I was there for the majority. I mean, there were times where I couldn't make it, but I was like, I made it to a line coaching therapist, to coach class. I made it today. And so those are the wins. So also highlighting the wins, I think, was helpful and reinforcing.
I love that. And it's true, right? Because a lot of the times in the journey, because we're high achievers, we lose sight of the little wins. Like, we celebrate everything inside of the collective. That's the standard. I was like, you got up today, we're going to celebrate that. You put on makeup today, we're going to celebrate that. You took a nap today, we're going to celebrate that, right? And because It's like you're keeping your promises to yourself. You're building, you're reinforcing that self-trust within yourself. And of course, the sales and, you know, the income is a byproduct of it all. But if you felt good about, you know, the work that you did today, if you showed up for yourself, if you opened up your bank account, if you caught up on notes, right? If you did your website, I know you finished your, you know, like if you did all these things, if you even like thought about your business for the day, like that's a huge win because it's cultivating the way you see yourself as an entrepreneur as well. And so thank you for highlighting that because it is such a huge, you know, it's something really big that we integrate in the collective because I know how much it means for high achievers to actually celebrate themselves. And so recognizing that is also part of the shift. And that also brings me to Anna, like, how do you, based on like your experience in the program, I know that a large majority like of the program supported you through you building your private practice. I don't want to share this for you, but I know you shared it in your testimonial form, right? When you shared what the year looked like for you, not only in revenue, but what that meant, how you intentionally created the revenue for 2023 while scaling back intentionally to have more time with your family. So tell us what that experience was like for you.
So yes, I was reflecting a lot on that at the end of this year because we, you know, we sat down to look at our business plans and like, okay, what do we want to create in 2020? And so I really sat with, well, let me see what happened in 2023, right? And so I made, you know, I started my private practice. I made $34,000 myself. Like that was huge because I was like, I would have never thought, right? And although it sounds like it's half, you know, it's less than half of what I would have made, you know, working for someone, but I created that. I made that happen. And I made that happen on such a reduced schedule that you could say my private practice is part-time, right? So I, you know, would I take my kids every morning to school, pick them up. Like I even like I block out my hours when I have to go and pick them up. Nobody like nothing, no meetings, no schedules get in that hour because I really want to take the time to go pick them up, come home, get them started like with their homework or with eating, just to relax and unwind together. And so I made that happen. So I was able to really embrace having a flexible schedule. And there's nothing I need to pay and taking it because you can and because you are the one that's the owner, right, of the business. So you can add that to your schedule, right, if you need to. I was able to get back to, you know, investing in myself, like, in my health. So I hadn't done this, but I started going on walks every morning. Well, not every morning, but like I would drop off my kids and then I'm like, I have some time in my calendar. Let me go for a while. And that's where I would get my ideas for things that I was planning. That's when I would like reflect on like the week. And so there's space for that. And there's space for if I wanted to go have breakfast with my mom, I could. And this is funny. She only lives like two blocks away. So it's really close. So Lamille, like we would see each other all the time, but this time, you know, I could go and, you know, spend the morning with her if I wanted to, or spend the afternoon with her, help her out when she needed the help. So I gained all of that. Earlier we were mentioning, you know, burnout. I didn't realize I was burnt out from the, you know, 9 to 5, being on call, all the toll that took on me until, you know, I joined that group practice. But when I did my own business, right, I'm like, wow, there were days where I didn't want to do anything, but I knew it was, you know, just, you know, coming back from go, go, go. And so I had to relearn, like that allowed me that flexibility in my schedule allowed me to begin to unlearn producing as a way to feel like I'm a hard worker. So on that journey, but you know, that year helped to start that for myself and, you know, realizing that and now like really embracing, trying to continue that work-life balance with my business. So that's what being in business for the first year brought me that flexibility.
I love that so much. And thank you for painting such a beautiful picture, Anna, because sometimes I don't think we realize how tired our body really is, right? From all of the years of being on go, 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 and being a high achiever and focusing on what's next. And it's almost like la vida se nos va, right? And the fact that you described, I was able to spend time with my mom, like later in her later years, right? Where I could just go and like pasar la mañana con ella, or take my kids to school, or go on walks and have the space. It's really now such a luxury in the life we're living in. And so the fact that you intentionally were like, $34,000 you created with your brain, with your skill set, with your heart, right? In wanting to help your community on your own terms. And like, I call it like the slingshot, right? Because you gave yourself ample space for your nervous system to get accustomed to calling yourself an entrepreneur and seeing yourself as a business owner. Like, I will never forget the coaching call that we had, where I think we talked something along the lines of, like, you said you had gone to a networking event and you had a thought of like, damn, I have two businesses. Like, it just like came like to your mind and you were like, I have two businesses. Like, I really do, right? Because there's a part of our brain that, because you're so used to the clinical part of things, you don't even fully recognize that you are an entrepreneur. So I just really love your story so much. And the fact that, you know, you give other therapists that are considering fully stepping into private practice so much hope with, you know what, you don't pressure yourself to make six figures the first year. Get the one step at a time, un pasito a la vez. See yourself differently. Give yourself grace. Learn to increase your rates. Learn to charge private pay, right? Learn to set boundaries in your practice. And then as you have capacity, integrate coaching. Si alguien viene, chido. Y si no, we're going to continue to practice talking about our work. And so I love, 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 you know, your own story, your journey, and just the permission to give so many working moms that want to scale back and that are like, I don't want to be on this hustle and bustle with society of like how much more I'm earning. I just care about having more of my time back for this season. And life does come in seasons. And so just thank you so much for highlighting those things, Anna. I know we're coming close to our time together. So I have two more questions I want to ask you. So we'll do a speed round. The next question I have for you is just, what are some of the biggest lessons, if you could just like share them with us, some of the biggest lessons you've experienced as an entrepreneur that came up for you? I know there's so many, we could do a whole nother episode just on this, but we'll bring you back.
Okay. So one big lesson is, so it's good that it was really, you know, at my own pace, because I did not realize all the wounds that would come up as an entrepreneur. That was something new, right, to learn too. And allowing myself to, okay, let's visit these wounds. We're going to have so much compassion and grace for where we are. We're going to take our time, right? We're going to learn and unlearn messages from society, from our parents, and we're going to align with our own values. So that was one lesson. Just being an entrepreneur is, I don't know if it's normal, but it is going to bring up wounds in you, because you're starting something new, because if you haven't been an entrepreneur before, because you want to create something from your passion, you hold it so dear. So those wounds may or may not come up, but if they do, just take your time. Yourself, and just get the same thing that you would tell a friend, you tell yourself, it's gonna be okay. No pasa nada. I know that was something we've talked about too, right? No pasa nada. We're gonna get this done. And the second lesson that I learned was the flexibility and being able to be in practice. Because I was doing something else, right? And I was like starting two businesses. So there was no way that I was going to know everything, right? So that lesson of like being in practice, and when you, every little step is more practice for this. So that was the second lesson.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Anna. And, you know, again, like just these lessons are so true. I try to think about entrepreneurship as it's one of the biggest personal development journeys we'll be on, right? Like I think back to grad school and how I was self-diagnosing myself in every single class, right? Yeah. Like there's just, you learn so much about yourself, but entrepreneurship is on another level. And so this is why being in community and being in having people that are look like you, that have your background is so important so that you feel less alone in the journey and you feel safer to dream and, you know, to grow in this, you know, in this life of entrepreneurship, because the truth is that people that, and I'm a firm believer that daughters of immigrants, kids of immigrants, like we are innately entrepreneurs and CEOs. It runs in our family. It runs in our lineage. We don't recognize it as that because we've been in survival for so long. However, our resiliency is literally proven, like research literally shows that people that have experienced a lot of trauma and have come from underserved backgrounds and have this, like they've developed a certain level of resilience that is unmatched. And so you are perfectly qualified and capable and there's enough room for you. And so thank you so much, Anna, for highlighting your story today with us. It's been such a pleasure to have you. Please let us know how people can find you. How can people work with you? I know, but I would love for you to share with us. All of your details will be in the show notes so that people can find all of your links, but we'll close off with you just letting us know how people can find you.
Yeah. So I am taking new clients for both my therapy and coaching practices, businesses. So I help high achievers, first gens that struggle with self-doubt, that want to improve their confidence and feel enough, you know, feel in whatever they're doing. And you can find me for therapy in Texas at www.bnacounseling.com. And that's with a B as in boy. And you can also find me on Instagram at Ana Bna Rodriguez. To get scheduled with me.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Anna. We will have all of your links in the link in the show notes. So whenever people come across the episode, they will know where to find you. So run, don't walk. Anna's incredible at what she does. And listen, if you don't live in Texas, go hire her as your coach, because you don't have to be in Texas. Hire her as your coach.
Yes. Clients worldwide.
Yes, worldwide. I love it. Give me Pitbull vibes. I love it, Mr. Worldwide. It's so, so good, Anna. This episode was amazing. Thank you for the space, for sharing your wisdom, your story. It's so, so powerful. And I know so many people are going to be seen through your story, and you're going to give them so much hope of what's available to them when they choose themselves and to, you know, really take control and have that autonomy that they really desire in their lives. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Liz.
Thank you. Alrighty, everyone, we will see you in the next episode. If you took value from this episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. This will help other Latina CEOs find us. And if you're excited about this podcast, I invite you to take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at Life with Liz. That is LifeWithHHliz. Mil gracias por estar aquí, and I'll see you in the next episode.